I think we're holding here by the Dallas fight, the Shayna, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Omnom HaShezachar or the Olai yeah. Lama?
Omnom.
Omnom. Omnom HaShezachar is Ram Talamon Befrat Adav Mufla. So, he's speaking about things that cause a person to become so megushim, that he's Sheikhayach, is learning and so on. So, he's going to explain what the Tzira, besides the fact that all these four things are very gashmistic things, is obviously some sort of Teichen. Omnom. It's interesting. Usually, the lashon in the moral is nefesh. That's sort of the his description of the koiches of drive in a person, ambition, greed, etc. Chelek ha-gimel ha-sichli. So, v'okor ba'an ha-gimel tov ha-kamakom yisayin la-harech. V'eilu gimel ha-lokim chiyusa sh'odom mitziyusa ba-oilom. Sh'kasher ha-odom ein ha-noi b'ogil makroi, ein lo-kim ba-oilom, mavadlas mitziyusa. It means, odom as a tzuras odom is only shayach as a combination of these three koiches. A guf without a neshama is a behema, a nefesh and a seichel without a guf is a malach. The chibur between the two is with the nefesh. So any bitul of any of these halakim is a valid tzur sadam. There is one more part. Ve'ilu shloshet dvarim he mitzusa prati, ba'meshu adam prati. These are all things that describe the person himself. But there's no such thing. In other words, every person has a metzias b'toras Adam, and then a metzias prati b'toras Reuven b'toras Shimon. If there is not a metzias, if the person is not miyuchad to the general tzuras Adam, then he's not shayach to. He can't be a Reuven unless he's a person also. So, Avyoshah Mitzvah Mitzvah Klau, Meshvah Teich Klau. If a person has what it takes to be Tzuras Adam Bichol Yusa, then it's shayach to identify a person as a brand. Mitzvah Klau. Mitzvah Zeshu Mitzvah Klau, Madregev Ne Atzmoy Mashal Mitzvah Klau, Vube Teich Klau. That's another aspect of Adam, is his chibur to the klal. Is this person shayach to Adam? Gebevada prat medigif ne'atzmoy, va'klolim if ne'atzmoy, v'dov is a bar. So certainly the prat of Adam, and certainly the klal shabai, in other words, Adam as a klal, it's not the pshat that. For instance, if I say everybody in this room, that's the klal. So then everybody has his own mitzvahs, and the fact that this person has to be in the room is not the klal, a description of the person. Reuven standing in this room, Reuven would have his kim as Reuven if he'd be standing in a different room. Because the standing in this room is not a basis for him being Reuven, it's a particular description. So, when you talk about a person, the fact that he's an Adam is not like in a room where it's a nekuda that the person could be without it. It's the other way around. If a person is lacking in a certain tuna that would categorize him as Adam, he can't say, okay, so count me as Reuven the Balchai. There is no Reuven Balchai. So the klali part in the person, the chilikas mitzuref, is aside from his own koiches nefesh. It's not the pshat that, well, he looks like a person, talks like a person, so we're going to consider him Adam. But there was a bar. There was a bar. So it's very interesting that this fourth nekuda, the morale speaks about different inyanim. In some places he speaks about his kinyanim, in some places he speaks about the tziruf of all three, in some places he speaks about Adam, which is really the same as the tziruf of all three. It's interesting that this nekuda takes on different appearances. Lemaisa, in a certain sense, there's a common denominator. The mominus and the kinyanim of a person are the place where the person is kolor within himself other inyanim. Once a person has a metzias, so bonav and kinyanav become his nechasim, and they become nichlal through him. Masha ein kein, that's one. Or the way he's describing it, this is the sheirish of klal, of which an adam is a prat. So on both extremes of describing what the fourth nekuda is, they both are a mida of klolius, except you can talk about where the person is of a klal or where a person is a kolo. If you take it down to Tzuras Adam, a person can be the sum total of all the mashpiyim that Kashvah put in the Bria, and that produces Adam. And Adam can also be the klal of the nekuda of curled entire Bria under him, or the result of the klalius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa. Adam is the koilet for all dagas of Hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And Adam is the machlil, he's the machlil of the entire Bria. So lemaisa, you have both in yanim in a person. Akopanim, those are the four dagas. So the fourth daga is the daga of the chibur of the prat to the klal. But there's a klal that's before prat, there's a klal that's after prat. And the person himself is mamshich achlola down, or the person himself is in shambol. And both are true. And in the midah of klal, the midah of malchus, a person imposes a malchus on the bria, and a person receives a malchus from. A person imposes malchus on the bria, and a person is mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on himself. Both nekudas are correct nekudas. Both nekudas express a bit of malchus and adam, even though in a certain sense they are almost the opposite. Okay. V'zeh she'amar kashanim shehadam achashena shel shachris. So shena shel shachris is a pegia in the fact that the adam is nimshach to the guf too much. Because sleeping is a person's most not nefesh dekapath. He's kolay sleeping, and that's adam b'teres a guf totally. So basically, all his higher functions are not functioning at that time, and the person is called kulei guf at that point. Lefikad eshena shachris eshena mesukah legamri v'chol kachoyz abtel legamri natzad guf legamri. Now the simple explanation, simple hesba of eshena shachris is the person when he's first sleeping at night. That's his man shena. That's when his teva demands shena. A person works hard during the day. At night he collapses. It's very, very hard. And his guf rests. So a gibor can keep himself awake. But the pe'ula of shena is in line with the Tzuras Adam. In the Pe'ula of, in the daytime, a person sleeps because he enjoys sleeping. It's a geshmak activity. So over there, the person is being mefatl, his nefesh. This is a time when nefesh should be functioning, and instead the person chooses to sleep. That's the shena of the morning. So the Malach wants to say Kaddish because he's the head, the fact that he has an neshama. For Avshar the Malguf, I mean they obviously saw him that he has hands and feet. Amru ki aguf botlets an neshama. So their point was that the guf is bottled to the neshama. Ubikshu loyma Kaddish loyma shu nivdol. So yes, a person has a guf. But since the goof is sort of an outgrowth of the neshama, he's the etzem neshama. The goof is sort of an addition. It's kaviyachol like he can express himself through a goof. But the person is making neshama. That's what they thought. He says. So once a person sleeps, so it's shayach, the chiddush of sleep, the hagdar of sleep is, it's shayach a massive of gufnis to kechiyos without seichel, without das. That means if you can have A without B, but can't be B without A, you can't really have a neshama in this world without a guf. But you can have a guf without a neshama, then Bakalcha the Adam is a gufnistic person. And Bemela, that was the kaveh that Adam is not roya for. Adam is not roya for Shira because he's a bal guf. So this is a type of since a vital part of the atmos of the person is missing over here, because if Adam is defined as that which has an neshama and a guf and seichel, so at this point it's missing it, and the Adam ceases to be an Adam at this junction. So that's the first one. The yayin shel tzarayim, b'chet b'chelek hasheni. Yayin is defined as the koichas hanefesh, the life force in a person, that is stimulated by wine. Kayayin misamech l'bavenish, shu nefesh abadam. V'yayin shal tzayin misamech adam b'yoysa. And this stimulates a person even more. Why? V'zeh ki b'shachach adam otzumach v'ashena. The morning a person is not optimum at his optimum best because the person is still tired from the night. At night he's already waiting to go to sleep. But the peak of a person's koyach is b'tzarayim. U'b'tzarayim adam koyach b'yoysa. Hayayin nosna koyach v'simcha b'yoysa ad shu sameach legamri. U'lefikom yayin shal tzarayim. So l'chor it's good. In other words, we're talking about koyach ha'nefesh of the person that become very active, very stimulated. So he says, ודוב ותוסף זה חיסור ועל הבפדאי ככל תוסף הוא כמו חיסורן והתר. Anything is this is for the Gemara, yes, it cannot look dummy. So anytime a person is to it, it's like it's not there. Well, the figure of Dove is a Moitzia Sadim in Oilam, Kasher Sarveder, Vichel Agav, Vichel Kyadam. I want to explain this a little bit. What does it mean that yes, it cannot look dummy? How do you understand in this context? I mean, it's an expression that you know, whenever you have too much, it's not good. But how do you understand in this context by us over here? I think the pshat's like this. Imagine a person has, I mean, a good marshal would be as follows. Imagine a person has a ner Hanukkah. So he has the ner, which is the receptacle, the kli, oil in it, a wick, and a fire. The tachos of it is to keep the fire going. If the fire goes too rapidly and it uses up the oil, it burns itself out. It's not sustainable if it takes more than its share. So those things that are, those things that guzzle too much in the Bria become, destroy themselves. So as long as a person's kaiches are, well, let's give an example, a person has a field. So there's a certain equilibrium. I plant X amount of crops, and that uses X amount of fertility of the soil and water, and then, you know, when the crop dies, I can replant another one, and the material that was left there replenishes the nutrients, and so on and so forth. So this is sort of an equilibrium I can reach that replenishes itself. If I push to produce too much, it's going to burn other things dry, and then it'll collapse. Yes, it cannot dummy means that it will drain, it's going to affect it negatively. Same thing with muscle in terms of nutrients. If a person, there's nothing a person can eat that's so good to eat for him that he must, that no matter how much he take, it's not going to become counterproductive. It's not shaykh like that, because everything is built with a certain balance, and if you overstep it, you're overstepping a balance. So even though Koch HaNefesh is a Koch of Chiyus, it expresses a person who's kind of dull and not interested and not alive and so on. It's a simon of Misa, so to speak. But a simon of, but if a person's over-driven, does his Chiyus, that becomes, drains a person, that's that. Just like one of the people that are manic depressives, what you get is a period of extraordinary activity, and the person goes for days and days without sleeping, without eating, and he's this and that, and then he collapses emotionally and physically and so on and so forth. It's something which will always happen. In other words, if the person is withdrawing too much energy, then it's going to express itself by the fact that the person is going to down a bit. That's the Metzius. Okay. So he says, "V'om asichas hayiladim kenei chelak hagimo shu chelak asichas hayiladim ki sichas hayiladim muhefek siach kenim." That was, if the koyach hadibur is the koyach in a person that brings out his das of seichel, sichas yiladim is the hefek of divrei seichel. It has to say in shekol sichas yichachma. You know that's sichas kol shadim rachamim sichas talmud. The sichas yiladim shen divrei hevel schoik v'shibush. Olafikach sichas yiladim yitziyam in achachma. So if a person talks dvarim she'enam shel chachma, and his siach is just dvarim shel klum, then the person is going out of the realm of chachma. If it's is the given what a person himself might be about das, but if his siach is not chachmadik, then the devil's a vadech is over a gamik imam a shtrapazer. Or the head of chelik shlisha is on a mitzvah in oilam. So the third one is things of that are hefech seichel, and those are siches of things that are havolim. That is the third thing. Okay, neged chelik ha-revi yishamayin ha-mashadim nichol b'techa klau. Kineged ze oma yeshivas batikasir shalam e'aretz. She'yushle asif ha-klau shalam e'aretz, v'dov ze hefech asifas b'esak nesle tfilo shuzo asifa l'kdusha. Asifa zo shalam e'aretz ul divrei havai she'im b'ze mamish me'ine mechal tisrael nechshav. V'nimtza ki asifa klau zo zo yishagol sara shalam tzibur ul dove she'im mamish ha metziyus lefikho neita lehedah shalam tzizu bituloi gam tzizu adem la'oilam k'nishbidl chelag avi. So he says here, If a person's mishtatif in a tzibur that's not a good tzibur, so then it's not only that he's going to become mushba from them or something like that. The etzem mitzius of being shayach to a tzibur that is a meaningless tzibur, it's a tzibur that has no teichen to it, that itself puts the person to that klal. It's not the pshat that will be one and one ashpa, but the very fact that I found my tzibur to be a tzibur of emptiness means I'm going to be lacking my mitzvah in this most important part. And this is the side that a Mishnah person should be a zon of larayis and Rosh Hashanah. In the nekud of klal, a person needs to shtal tzu to the top chelik himself. So Asif HaSivus HaRetz in Ersha V'tzivus Klal like head of Bito, because it centers around nothingness. The common denominator of a pack of Amaratzim is emptiness. And the Mela is not going to be any, that's going to be his Metzius. Or Prince of Bar Ma'id and Sopar Klal, like Sheshul Vais of Bir Gamal. Not sure what exactly he's referred to. Usually he says it's something there, Chachma, but I don't know. V'tav v'divei Chachamim she'omru, shina shal shachas mima she'omru Avram tikin tefila shacha. V'choy teboy. Yayin shal tzorayim, mash yitzar tikin tefila tzorayim, v'choy teboy. V'chei ma'ashom asir tefila, gam sheikh l'Yakov, she'ezech l'yodim shem ha'yodim shalchan ha'akim asavdecha, v'choy teboy. So, he brings these three in Yanim. Shina Shal Shachris passed for Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one who was Nis'oirer Tavaydis Hashem. In other words, the world was Kulat Chayme and Avram broke that. That Tefillah Shachris is when a person gets up after sleeping all night and being Chumri, he is reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah Shachris is Avram's dagger. Yitzhak Avinu's Avodah, Avoida shaykh to the chelik at nefesh of the person. Rachmona Liberboy. That's the second one. Yagvin shaykh to the world of Torah, which shaykh to Sichlius. And he says, also Sichli Elodim, shaykh to Yaakov, shaykh to Zichli Elodim, shaykh to Elodim, shaykh to Kimas Havdecha. Not sure why, in other words, the Chorus of Zilim is talking about the lower dag of Sich of nothingness. So the yeshivas, but the yeshivas amaretz, a person is the fourth chelik is Knesset Yisrael, and that's where a person is lacking. So since each and every one of these are these inyanim over here are kineged the inyanim of avir and mayim and eish and ruach. So these four things are also kineged that. That's why it's matzias adam la'olam, because it's not shayach to every piece that makes this world, he's mafkir himself from. Avram is shaykh to mayim, Nimshach Achrecho Kamayim, Mayim is Primus Chesed, Nashach Tavrom, Yitzchak is Shaykh to Eish, he was Kulei Kolel, Midas Adin, and so on. Av is Keneged Yaakov, it's the most ruchni of it, and most refined of it. And then, I guess by default, David would be Shaykh to Chaymer. It says that he was Gufni, he was, Admoni maybe, but I'll upon him, the other ones are more specific. Stam, I guess, more generic, that these are things that a person luxuriates in. Sleeping, drinking, you know, it's sort of all four are part of, we'll call it a leisure lifestyle. So all these inyanim are things that a person mafkia himself from his real metzius world by being pagir in one of different elements. Any questions?
No, it's good.
Okay, so Bez Hashem next week we'll resume regular Bez Hashem on Wednesday.
Okay, very good.